For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Ten o'clock hour, open home hour, open it up to anything you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. Before we get to our first call, we've got Bob lined up in Chandler, Rick and Mesa, and you at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Take a moment to recognize our Tucson Contractor Referral Network. We worked very hard to build it out statewide. There are openings. We're looking for a good flooring contractor for the Tucson area. But we don't add anybody that doesn't go through a screening process, which takes a long time. It can take up to 3 months. We work very hard to screen and make sure whoever is on our network is the best of the best. We'll be in business 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the line. If it's not somebody we think we're going to have a lifetime partnership with, we don't add them to the network. So it's a very slow-growing process, but we do pride ourselves that it is the best contractors you can find in the state. And in Tucson, you've got Arizona Daily Star has the Reader's Choice Award, where readers of the Daily Star, which we have a Sunday question and answer column in, can vote on businesses. And one of the categories is contractor services. And we've got a number of our partners that are all finalists in the Reader's Choice Award: West Coast Roofing, Joel Kahn Realty, Kinetico, New Frontier Painting, Overhead Door of Tucson in Southern Arizona, Rebath of Tucson, Omni Pool Builders and Design, and Ramjack of Arizona. The winners will be announced August 29th at the Reader's Choice Award ceremony program.
Well, yeah, it's a nice banquet.
Banquet. There's the word I'm looking for. Thank you.
They do a nice job. It always tickles me when I get together with partners or I meet a homeowner, and the partners will tell me, "Rosie, when we go to these people's houses, we'll see refrigerator magnets of six or seven Rosie partners," or the homeowner will say, "No one's allowed on this property that isn't Rosie certified." And that's just very humbling. But that's the standard we're working to provide every neighborhood in Arizona with that blanket of security, safe coverage with Rosie on the House service providers.
And speaking of security, this isn't fake news. You read the title and you think it is, but it's not. A new one. A toilet explodes after lightning strikes.
Locally?
Florida.
Okay.
But we get about the same amount of lightning strikes per year as Florida does.
Yeah, I think Florida's number one, and we're like number three or four
or something like that.
It's a bunch.
It's a home with a septic tank, and the buildup of methane gas from the lightning hit ignited the methane gas and blew the toilet to smithereens. Thankfully, no one was on the throne at the time of the lightning strike, but it completely demolished the bathroom. So that was one element of security and story I hadn't heard before about what to be aware of. If you've got lightning in a septic tank,
I don't know what you do in that case. It had to have hit the vent pipe on the roof.
That's so cool. That looked like lightning in a septic tank. That's the new catchphrase that we just developed.
Man, oh man.
Wow.
That's a rude awakening.
A rude awakening. And public service announcement, this is in the Green Valley News, where we've got our Wednesday's article, Beware of Fake Utility Companies. There's a scam hitting that area pretty hard where they call homeowners and they target retirement communities, which we do have a great retirement development in Green Valley, where they call them and they're threatened that, you know, your payment didn't get processed for your utility bill and you can pay now. And we won't shut off your utilities, and they will do it going into the weekend so that, you know, they're panicked that, you know, like if I'm going to be with power all weekend. And, you know, a lot of times the elderly, they have medical equipment that they need power supply to operate, and they force a lot of people into thinking that if they don't pay this utility bill now, that they really don't owe. And they've got a whole line about how you do it with a gift card and a credit card number or a routing number on a check. And, you know, it's very, very well polished presentation. But your utility company won't do that. And they even passed a law here in Arizona preventing people from shutting off, utility companies from shutting off power to a home between May and October, I think. So.
Well, you don't need a law for that. You just need a little publicity.
Yeah.
Bad publicity.
So
bad publicity.
Don't fall for it if you get that call. But
now, you know, that scam of the faux utility company moving through the Green Valley area in the retirement community areas. Another thing some of these marketing companies do is they invite you to a dinner to look at their product. And folks, I've seen legitimate products marketed that way, but 9 times out of 10, if they're inviting you to a dinner to teach you about their product, they've got the eye-to-eye contact they need to put some pretty sophisticated sales techniques in place, not unlike the free vacation for the timeshare locations. And they end up signing people up for things. And a perfect example for this is a man in Green Valley called, I believe it was the end of or beginning of last summer. And he said, this energy company invited us to dinner. They had a paint. They wanted to paint the inside of my ceilings with, the inside ceilings of my house, that they said was going to save me 10% of my electric bill. So I'm, my skeptic alarm is going off. What price did they give you for painting the interior ceilings of your house? $13,000.
Mm.
And it was an 1,800 square foot home.
So,
well, I said, I mean, what's your payback on that? And most, and a lot of people aren't even looking for payback. They just want to beat the man.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to beat the energy company somehow. So there's a lot better ways to do it. And we'll be talking about super cooling later in the hour. But if you're being invited to dinner to look a product over, just wear your skeptic armor coat. Go skeptic, and before you buy anything, call me.
And it's too easy not to run the numbers on something like that. If you're in an 1,800 square foot home, you can estimate your average monthly bill over the course of a year would be about $180. You divide that into 13,000, the cost of it, and that's 72, so you got 72 months. Well, if you're saving only 10% of that, then add that on there. Your return on investment is longer than most of our lifetimes at that
point.
That's
right. It's in the next lifetime. Why don't we take a couple calls before we have
works.
To go to break?
I don't even think that product would
yeah,
work.
Yeah, if it works. Yeah, if it works. That's a big if. Going to Chandler and bringing Bob into the conversation. Good morning, Bob.
How are you doing today?
Really good. Good, good. And yourself?
Not too bad, except for having to replace sprinkler lines today.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Hey, my question is, last March we installed solar system on our house.
Okay.
And we're on SRP.
Okay.
And we were on the average budgeting. So our average bill up until this, we just got notified last week that our new bill in September would be down to 75. It'd been running 144.
Okay.
For this last year. My question, my wife is wanting to know is, how should we best go about supercooling with the solar system?
Well, you know, you're getting most of your electricity during on peak. So it takes an analysis of how many photovoltaic cells you've got, how much power is being generated. Most people get solar and they make the mistake of thinking, my electricity's free now. And they turn the temperature down to 72 degrees and leave it there. And they get slapped really, really hard because the on peak is generally at or about or after sundown. And so if you're asking your air conditioner to keep it at that temperature after the photovoltaic cells are feeding your house the juice it needs, you're hitting peak demand loads that are just clipping you horribly. So, but you must be doing something right. And usually if you go the budget pay program, it takes about a year of having the system on for them to reassess it. You're going from 140 to 70 bucks. Man,
how much lower you can.
Yeah, I think you're doing great.
We work for the Diamondbacks, so we're in and out of the house for long periods of time from afternoon. And what we've been doing is super cool in the house till now the peak is at 2 o'clock. So we cool everything down until 2 o'clock. And we shut everything down until 9:30 when we get done with the baseball game and head back home. We've been running our temperatures in the house 79 degrees most of the time, and then we kick it up when we're gone. It's allowed to go up to 84.
And it's how big a house?
We're at 2170 square feet.
Okay. And how old is the house?
Let's see, 2002.
Okay, so, and is it dual energy or all electric?
It's dual energy. We've got gas heat.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay. That's why your bill's so low. And does it have a swimming pool?
No, not yet.
Yeah, not yet. Okay.
I'm trying not to.
Well, you're burning up 1,800 to 2,100 kilowatt, a month, and you're going down to 70 bucks. I mean, you're well under our 10 cent. You're a nickel a kilowatt or less. You're doing great, Bob. There's hardly anything you're going to be able to do much better than that.
Okay.
Okay, man.
That sounds like a plan. Thank you, Rosie.
All right. Go D-backs.